The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
This is a fresh crisis. This is a fresh urgency. This will not wait. They need our help, and they need it now.
If you want your prayers answered, you become an answered prayer. And you watch what happens.
Next on Life Today.
You know, it really is an honor for me, James Robinson, and my wife, Betty, to be able to spend any amount of time sharing with you. Thank you for this opportunity. The program title Life Today is about that. And I think it's important that you know when people come here to watch the program, we want you to experience life today. And we believe life is found in Christ. He gives us life and life abundant, not necessarily abundance in life, but abundant life with or without the abundance. As a matter of fact, sometimes abundance can replace life because it becomes a distraction. It can even be an idol. But what we want you to experience is life. Now, one of the things we've discovered, and we've been married, and I don't apologize for talking about the fact we've been around a while, but we've been married 55 years, which is kind of like a miracle today. A miracle, you're still alive. You might say, well, it's a miracle you're still married. Well, all of that. But here's the neatest thing, and I don't want you to miss this. We're full of life because we share life. And once you receive something freely and release it freely, it just keeps flowing. God really, really flows what He wants to share through vessels that will let it go. And that's why we're happy.
There's a blessing that comes from sharing and from helping others that are so needy, James, that they have nowhere to go for help. But there's such a blessing that happens within our own hearts when we know we've given out, reached out to someone and shown them the love of Christ through that action, through that help of helping give them hope for life. And it just makes such a difference.
It's what we do because we share eternal life through Christ. I preached 600 citywide crusades. Still, every time I preach, I invite people to come commit their life to Christ. We lead people to Christ every day right here on the phones and through the television outreach. But we're also sharing, as Betty said, with those who have a need. If we see a need that we can meet with love, we do it. And there is tremendous joy in doing that. Now, Betty and I were sharing the gospel. I was preaching crusades. But all of a sudden, we found ourselves, I was doing a citywide outreach. It was actually a nationwide, a countrywide outreach in South Africa. And right in the height of apartheid. And I'm preaching pretty straight. Some people thought I might not get out of there alive because I was talking about loving everybody and tearing down walls that divide. But made a visit to see suffering like I'd never seen. And Betty, I think I also saw, because got you to come back and look at it, we saw love like we had perhaps never seen through missionaries. And we saw what love can do. And it is nothing short of New Testament miracles. I want you just to watch. This is kind of where it all started now, more than 20 years ago. Watch. I think you'll be glad you do.
The year was 1989, and James was right where God had called him.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Preaching the gospel so that lives would be changed forever. But God had plans that would transform James' life when he and Betty met another evangelist, a South African named Peter Pretorius. Peter showed them the immense suffering people in Mozambique were going through because of the civil war.
You see the thinness of his hair and the color of his hair. That's a sure sign that he suffered much malnutrition.
James knew he would never stop ministering the word of God to the poor in spirit. But now, he would do everything he could to help those who were physically perishing. Thus, mission feeding was birthed between James and Peter. And in time, as faithful supporters began to help, feeding efforts expanded into war-torn Angola.
It's a refugee area, James, and the refugee problem for a time became solved. But now with the war starting to rear its ugly head again, the whole problem has escalated, and you can see the desperate need in the children. So
it'd be a tragedy to start it and then have to stop it.
The challenge that lay ahead for the Mission Feeding Program was trying to keep up with the need in crisis areas where food shortages were critical. Children under the age of 5 were dying at an alarming rate due to the ravages of a silent killer known as malnutrition.
I have never seen so many children buried in one small place. More than 1,000 bodies here around me right now. And I'm praying, dear God, please, please stop this. I just kneel right here and there's a fruit jar. And there is the little child's picture in that jar. Somebody's baby. Dear God, help us to save these children.
By the grace of God, and with the support of faithful partners of Life Outreach International, food factories were built in Mozambique and Angola, and began turning out a vitamin-enriched soup mix. A fleet of trucks now deliver the processed food mix into remote villages. This has allowed the Mission Feeding Program to expand into other areas, including South Africa, South Sudan, and Rwanda. Currently, over 400,000 children receive a daily bowl of this soup mix through both the school feeding and crisis feeding programs. This bowl of food not only has helped stop the death cycle in hundreds of villages, but it provides an incentive for the children to remain in school.
They want a future. They want to go to school. They walk a long way. They're trying to learn. And I don't know anyone that would look in these faces and not say, well, let me help those children that obviously want a future.
The Mission Feeding Program that started over a quarter century ago, helping families in war-torn villages, has literally saved millions of lives, according to government sources. The challenge now is to maintain the support, which will allow the food factories to continue turning out the soup mix for the school feeding program and for crisis feeding in areas where children suffer and die because of severe food shortages.
You see, my hair is quite different from what it was there a while ago.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Precious memories. Those little kids who were dying, they're grown, they have families. The official agencies there in those countries report we've saved 13 million of their children. 13 million. One life at a time. And when I say we, that's sure not we. Betty and I give faithfully. The moment we saw it, we said, we're going to help. And I felt our ministry needed help. And to be honest, we had to sell things here to help. And because we didn't know if people would help save children. We knew in church life that people didn't often go to a mission conference or a prayer meeting. So we didn't know if it helped. And I started talking to you, and you responded over a pretty short period of time. We could tell that God touched your heart. Joel Osteen's dad called us before he died years later and said, James, I'm a mission-minded pastor, and you and Betty brought the mission fields of the world into our homes. Thank you for showing the love of God through those missionaries and what it does. Well, Betty, it does because people watching didn't just look, and you didn't look away either. You didn't change the, you know, channels, go somewhere else or leave the room. So I don't want to see that. They got involved, Betty, and 13 million lives saved, and those people grown, teachers, leaders, ministers, law enforcement officers. So it's whole countries have been changed. We can't give you all the history of it, but it's amazing. Mozambique was the poorest nation in the world. Now it's known as one of the most exploding new free market areas. It's amazing. Not where it's going to get spiritually, but it's totally changed. It's because of love.
Absolutely, James. And, you know, you said we were able to bring the missions of the missions all over the world to their homes.
To these homes.
First of all, God brought the missions to our heart. We had no idea what we were going to do when we went over there, but God so opened our hearts to His love for these children all over the world that we couldn't come back home and do nothing. Right. We had to share it. It was good news because it was something we could help.
Absolutely.
And so thank you for being a part of what God opened up in our hearts and now has opened up in your hearts. Thank you for your faithfulness.
From the depth of our heart, we say that in behalf of all those children and their families and their parents. It's just it's a miracle of love, and it is love that never fails. It doesn't always work on the timetable or in the time frame like prayer the way we want it to, but it doesn't fail. Right now, we're dealing with some very serious challenges there. There's a severe drought. They don't have ways of dealing with the drought that can set us back in the more advanced countries like the U.S. or Canada, or European countries or Australia. They just don't have that capability. But we can get them through these hard times, and I mean they're really serious right now, indescribably serious. But your love is what makes all the difference. So even now as you're listening to us, you say, well, I think you're probably going to ask me to help. Well, you're right. We're going to ask you to be the miracle that people long for. I've said this so many times, and I really want this to just register with you. If you want your prayers answered, you become an answer to prayer, and you watch what happens. You release the love of God, and even more begins to flow through you to make a difference. I want you to look right now and just kind of see how serious the need is that we're called upon to meet, and we have to meet it together. We touch one life at a time because it's one life, one couple, maybe one business or a church. We say we're going to touch them with love and change everything. Watch.
Death due to malnutrition. It's why so many of these small graves are dug daily at this cemetery in a place called Katyumbela. It's in villages like these where the death cycle starts off as simple hunger pains. Each day, mothers struggle to find enough food for their children, all the while hoping and praying that their children won't be next to succumb to the ravages of starvation. On a recent trip to Angola, Life's Mission team member Sheila Walsh witnessed firsthand the devastating toll of malnutrition.
This is Maria. She's like me. She's a mom. The only difference is that Maria was born in Angola, and her little baby girl, Maria, was born in Angola at this time when there's such a crisis going on. You're never going to believe it, but this precious little girl who weighs 6 pounds is 1 year and 7 months old. A year and 7 months, and she weighs 6 pounds. I don't know if you can see, oh, darling, I don't want to hurt you, but can you see her skin? I didn't understand this before I got here, but with severe malnutrition, the first organ to shut down is the skin. It's as if all the reserves go to try and protect what's left inside. So as you can see, her skin has begun to literally peel off her body. James and Betty, you have sat here over and over and over through the years, faithfully serving and feeding millions. But I know you'll see this. This is a fresh crisis. This is a fresh urgency. This will not wait. We talk about life where it's needed most. Where it's needed most is right here, but even more than that, where it's needed most is in the villages where these darling children live. They need our help, and they need it now.
I want to say thanks to God, but to Sheila for being there. Sheila, there's no person that can go in there, no actor, famous person, and communicate what a mission heart can do, and that's Sheila. You can't go there with the love of God in your heart and the compassion God puts and not want to help. So, Betty, I'm going to just tell our viewers as clearly as I can what they can do. And I want you to understand this is a miracle that's about to occur. I mean, it's a miracle expression of love just released like a river of life. I was amazed when Peter Pretorius told me what it costs to feed those children. And from the moment we started, we were able to also, when they saw how affected the food factories are that you built, the trucks that deliver the food, you've given way over 500 of them. You've given several airplanes for the missionaries to get into the remote areas with. You gave a life angel, a freight plane that could have saved Betty's life from being paralyzed when she herniated two discs, and had the doctor said she'd not been able to lay flat to get out, she'd probably been paralyzed. That's how bad it was. The plane you gave to deliver goods could have saved my wife's ability to even move. So it's love that's been given, but here's the simplicity of it. $30, listen to what I said, $30 will feed three children for the next months. 50 will feed five, 100 will feed 10, and I'm going to lean in and ask you, please, if you could help us feed 10 children for the next months, this totally begins a stabilization process. Within 6 months to a year, we've got them basically stabilized to the point they're returning to health and then totally able to function and become creative and productive as they begin to grow. That's when we get them into the schools to start training their minds, and we feed them in the schools to keep them going to school. So we're working a process of not only getting them out of the death cycle, but putting them into a new life cycle. So what we're asking you to do right now is go online or dial the number and take your bank card. Please go get it. If you want to write a check, get it and make it to life. But please, and if you could help feed 10 children, do it. If you can do 3 or 5, don't think that's small. It's huge to those children and their families. But whatever you can do, please, if you write the check, call us and tell us you're mailing it, would you? Or go ahead and call and use your bank card, or go online and use that bank card and make the gift God puts on your heart. Now, we have some gifts to bless you and inspire you in your spiritual journey. It'll really build you up. That's what we want to do. That's life today for you. But today, this moment, you're literally giving life to someone who, in most instances, will not make it without the expression of God's love that you make. Thank you for doing it.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With your support, Life's Mission Feeding Outreach can save lives by feeding and caring for children in the hardest-hit areas of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. And with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Proverbs Power, Successful Communication. This powerful CD series, along with study guide featuring Stephen K. Scott, unveils the secrets to incredible wisdom found only in the book of Proverbs. This series will give you the tools to transform your relationships in life. With your gift of $100 or more, request the complete Proverbs Power Library, featuring 5 power-packed sessions that include the power of vision, breaking through mediocrity, and much more. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm here with little Bernardo, who's 2 years old, who's fighting for his life, dying in a malnutrition clinic because of a tragedy called starvation, a lack of food. And I wish I could tell you that I believe Bernardo will actually leave this clinic, but I don't know if he will. Because unfortunately, more children that come into these clinics don't leave than what leave alive. See, you have the luxury of changing the channel, and I really hope that you don't do that right now, because I actually need you to do the opposite and to see the reality of what's on your screen. You say, but how do we change that? What do I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can give a gift right now that is literally a gift of life. The best gift you could ever give. The gift of life to Bernardo. You can reach out and you can give that gift to multiple children. To children out in the villages where there isn't enough food. Children that haven't got to malnutrition clinics yet. If we meet them before they're in this condition, we know we can save them. We do it time and time and time again. We can guarantee that we save their lives. When they get to where Bernardo is right now, when their arms are the thickness of my thumb, then I can't guarantee anything except that I'll do my very best. Please, do your very best today. Give whatever gift you can give, because that gift is a gift of life.
Isaac Pretorius, Peter Pretorius' son, missionary. I saw one of those little children, the mother put some little ribbons in her little girl's hair. Almost like she's dressing her up to say goodbye. They don't have to. I don't know how many of you remember, but it was right in that very same country, not far from there, that one of the most famous pictures that's ever been taken in history was taken. And it was a picture of a woman holding one of those little children that looked like that a year or so before, just over a year before. Right there in one of those places where we were supplying the food and even the medical supplies in a malnutrition setting. And here was this healthy-looking little baby that it looked like those that we just watched. And it was Lady Di, Princess Diana, holding a baby, love saved. People watch Life Today. And she said, we need to feed the hungry children of the world, holding an example of what that does. And Betty, our viewers did that. And right now we have that same kind of crisis, and I'm believing everyone watching will make a gift of $30, $50, $100, or I pray $1,000 to say, I want to save 100 kids like that.
I pray that you will. I agree with James. We need your help. When they get to the clinic, just as Isaac told you, it's their last hope. That's that mom's last hope against hope, that somebody's gonna save her baby that she loves so very dearly. So please join with us. Let's offer that hope. We can so easily give them some food that they might survive. Please join with us and do that.
Father, I believe that people right now are hearing your heart, not just a mother's heart or the concern that Betty has or I have, but the love that you have, that Isaac was talking about that's so deeply needed, even as he asked us, please, to help. I pray everyone watching will do something right now. In Jesus' name, would you just right now either go online or dial that number? Always a prayer line for you, but now a lifeline for precious children. If you could give $100 and feed 10 children, do it. 50 or 30 to feed 5 or 3. And then I know there's some of you can give $1,000. Some of you can actually give several thousand. If you can, and God puts it on your heart, please do it, because the need is there. And the fact is, love doesn't fail. It works. When you feed the children that are hungry, it's amazing what happens. Would you please get the bank card? Go online or dial the number. Make the gift God put on your heart. Thank you so much for doing it.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great. And without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With your support, Life's Mission Feeding Outreach can save lives by feeding and caring for children in the hardest-hit areas of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. And with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Proverbs Power, Successful Communication. This powerful CD series, along with study guide featuring Stephen K. Scott, unveils the secrets to incredible wisdom found only in the book of Proverbs. This series will give you the tools to transform your relationships in life. With your gift of $100 or more, request the complete Proverbs Power Library, featuring 5 power-packed sessions that include the power of vision, breaking through mediocrity, and much more. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, Betty, you look at this long line, and boy, it goes all the way back to the big four-wheel drive truck. You started praying years ago that God would make the line to feed the children longer than the line to be fed. I think God's answered your prayer.
He is, James, but at the same time, the line gets longer. And so we need to help our line to reach them, continue to grow, and you to reach out more, because I know you're blessed as you see these children being fed here. Let's don't let it stop. Let's keep soup in the barrel so they can come and line up and get fed.
Well, Betty, and I want to remind you, this is the last day, and it's not too late, but please, if you can help, we're asking you to do it, and I believe in your heart there's that desire. Very important. A lot of challenges to be met, and I think if you step up and just do what God puts on your heart, we're going to see an amazing miracle of love, and we want to thank you for it. Last day, thanks for your help.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.